Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check. 2, 2, 1, 2, check. Checkity check. Hey. Everybody, it's Vincent the Bay. Back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. That was my Jay-Z impersonation. You probably couldn't tell. I've been listening to some of the new Jay-Z record, and he can't just let the instrumental play, like the instrumental part of his song just play. He's always got to go, You notice that? Anyway, welcome to the show. It's another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Today is Manic Monday, July 15th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm excited about this program. I'm expecting quite a few guests to join me. Tonight, we will be discussing a topic that might be near and dear to your heart if you're an animal rights activist, or if you just like animals in general and want to see them treated, you know, decently at least. That's right. Tonight we are going to discuss Guzu. Yeah, no, it's not a new startup company in Silicon Valley. No, it's not. Yeah, it's not a new social network. It's not a search engine. It's a private zoo in Alberta, Canada, which has recently been the subject of an undercover video sting in which there were graphic images, undercover images taken on the site of the zoo, and it depicted very graphic images of dirty cages, maggots and feeding bowls, really fucked up living conditions. If you look at my slideshow there, those are some of the pictures that came out of this undercover investigation. Yeah, dead animal carcasses. Like, there's that one picture there. You just see decomposed cows just in the barn. Yeah, not even worried. Obviously, not worried about feeding them and taking care of them, much less hauling off their corpses. Recently these photos were leaked, and they revealed all of the horrors that this facility has hidden from people's sight, and a group called the Council of Concerned Albertans. Okay, Council for Concerned Albertans for Animal Welfare and Public Safety, better known as CCAAWPS. It's an easy acronym to remember. So the CCAAWPS posted still photographs of these Guzu images on their Facebook page, along with links to the video that was released. And as you might expect, Guzu owner Lynn Lynn, the owner, said he has filed a trespassing complaint with the RCMP over the video, which was apparently shot on Canada Day weekend. Canada Day weekend. You guys have a weekend called you have a Canada Day? That sounds kind of gay. That's like, hey, we're gonna have America Day. America Day, dudes. At least we call it the 4th of July. It's something. I mean, are you guys that unoriginal? Anyway, it's Canucks. What do you expect? So this video got posted on YouTube, went semi-viral, and now Guzu has been the focus of Guzu has been the focus of animal abuse concerns since it opened its doors in 1990. And in March of 2011, someone else infiltrated the Guzu compound and posted pictures of a goat with its face covered in blood. The Alberta government ordered Guzu to shut down in 2011. Over concerns about animal care, but later reversed its decision. And currently, CCAAWPS says it has filed a complaint with the provincial government over conditions at the zoo. The organization claims that the zoo is not following government animal welfare guidelines and must be shut down. And tonight, I am going to be joined by several activists and people associated with CCAAWPS. And I'm really, really happy to learn more about them and their cause and what they think is going to happen. Hopefully, we can raise a little bit of awareness on the internet, and perhaps even, you know, convince these guzus to people to clean up their act, literally. Yeah, that's right. I said the L word, and I used it correctly, so I don't get a timeout. If you're new to my show, there are some general ground rules. I'm not going to get into all of them, but just so you know, I want to remind you this talk show, this broadcast, and the chat room associated with it is a no free speech zone. Okay? Your First Amendment rights disappear the minute you click on the link to get into my chat room or phone into my show. I reserve the right to put you on timeout or boot you for any reason. Maybe I don't like a word you used. Sorry, I can't help it. It's just how it works. I'm a self-avowed fascist, and I run my show like a benevolent dictator. Also, the views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Vincent the Bay, Blog Talk Radio staff, sponsors and supporters and advertisers. They are the views of the individuals expressing them only. Also, I am not responsible for you clicking on malicious links in my chat room. If I don't post a link in the chat room, I wouldn't trust any. Let's just say, click on a link at your own peril. Okay. All right. So we got that business out of the way. I want to thank all my early chit chatters, the chit chat room. I'm gonna go down the line here and give a little shout out, and then I'm gonna get some of my guests. Really excited. I think some of them are female, too, which is awesome. Okay. Here we go. Big ups to the chat room, starting with about blank. Actions. Becalina. Bonnie Farinwong. Where do these people come from? Chef Bonardie. What up, Chef? Consulence. Welcome, Consulence. Cyber War News. What up, Cyber War News? Old, you know, old friend of the show. Good to see him here. Daddy Dantalion in the house. That's right, Daddy Dantalion. I wouldn't trust any links that he pastes into the chat room. Eat a something or other. Foxy in the house. Foxy. Hey. I believe Foxy might be on the line joining us later. So, or soon, possibly. Maybe not. I don't know. Frank the Tank in the house. Frank the Tank, I hope you will be on your best behavior tonight. We're trying to have a civilized discussion tonight. And I'm sorry. Did you just call me a faggot? Okay. Yeah. All right. Frank, you know what? You know what? Just for that, Frank. God damn it. I'm sorry, folks. There's a reason why I rule this show with an iron fist. It's for your own benefit, your safety. Give my first time out to Frank the Tank. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Frank the Tank. For calling me a faggot and not even spelling it all the way out. FGT. That's lazy ass trolling, dude. Fuck. Amateurs. All right. FTWAPS. FTWAPS. FWAPS. FTWAPS. I don't know. Whoever you are, thanks for listening. Bunch of guest listeners, thank you for joining us. iBots in the house. What up, iBots? Let me guess, iBots. You're stoned out of your gore, right? Right? I'm just taking a shot in the dark here, but iBots, I'm assuming you... Not, no? That's like... This is breaking news. She's actually sober at this moment. She hasn't smoked yet. Wow, it's huge. Okay. Shmoop, you're posting all this stuff, dude. Hang on. I got to get through my roll call, and we can get into that shit. Let's see. Jacqueline Victoria. Welcome, Jacqueline. I love that name, Jacqueline. That's a beautiful name. Jody McCrindle. Hey, Jody. Legendary asshole. Welcome to the show. Ms. Wisconsin in the building. Hello, Ms. Wisconsin. Ms. Wisconsin is probably the meanest person on Twitter. She's really mean. Don't cross her. Also, we have Nigger Christ. Welcome, Nigger Christ. Red Baron Lowell's in the house. Scissor is in the building. Hello, Scissor. And who else do we have? Shit Wizard. What up, Shit Wizard? Shmoop, LOL. What up, Shmoop? Shmoop will be on air with us here in a minute. Soul Butter in the house. Hello, Soul Butter. Good to see you here. Also have the new classic. The new classic, who is, of course, Shmoop's better half. Very, very honored to have you here with us, New Classic. Excited to speak with you tonight. Let's see, what else? We got Transhuman in the house. What up, Transhuman? Technological Viking. Okay. Vert. What up, Vert? Good to see you, homie. X you out, holding things down in the chat room. And Your Anus News. What's up, Your Anus News? And last but not least, Zora. Okay, sweet. So that's out of the way. Once again, I'm excited. I've got a shit ton of people that are going to call in. I don't even know half these people, but hopefully we will all get to know them together. But I'm going to start off with somebody that we are all familiar with on this show, at least. I believe this is Shmoop and New Classic. Is that you guys?
What's going on, bro?
Hi.
Hey. Welcome to the show, guys. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Is everything okay?
Yeah, man. Everything's fine. What's up?
Okay. You just sound quiet and timid.
No, I'm good, man. My bad.
Oh, no. It's there's no problem. But I'm glad you guys are here, and I hope, you know, I've been noticing on Twitter both of you tweeting out for at least a week now a lot of stuff about this Guzu situation, and I never really looked into it until today when New Classic brought it up on Twitter. And it seems pretty hardcore. How did you guys find out about this, first of all? Who brought this to your attention?
I showed Shmoop because I had seen it from one of my animal rights activist friends, and I've lived here for 5 years, and I've heard random kind of stories about it, but you always hear that it's getting shut down or that he's lost his license, but what you don't hear is he's like up and running pretty much right away again every time. He just seems to be able to find every loophole in the book that he's able to pull strings. He's the animal coordinator or something. I can't remember. It's like one of those bylaw guys or whatever, but he basically runs the animal, like wildlife and fish for his little town there. So like back in Victoria, we had somebody with a domestic tiger, and the community actually voted in a bylaw that made him have to get rid of it. So I kind of started looking into that as an option, but yeah, that's not an option either because he's kind of the one that would need to pass that. But anyways, I showed it to Smoop, and he was pretty pissed when he saw it too, and we definitely felt like it was something that needed attention.
Yeah, definitely. It broke my heart when I saw that, and I've been nonstop, but I've even said it on Twitter before, and I'll say it now, I'm not stopping until those animals get a new home.
Yeah, and you guys, it seems like you've hooked up with some of the members of the CCAAWPS and are helping support them. I guess those are kind of the boots on the ground people, right?
Yes. They've been trying to get the Guzu shut down for a really long time, and they were responsible for it getting the media attention it did and for him finally getting his Guzu license revoked, but that was reinstated in, I think it was 2011.
Are there any actual protests going on outside of the zoo at all? At the moment,
well,
demonstrations organized?
There are two protests going on, one in Calgary, one in Edmonton. They're not outside the zoo because where the zoo is located is in basically like rural Alberta, like middle of nowhere kind of thing. So really, it wouldn't really get as much as attention. Like I know in Edmonton, they're protesting, I believe, at the legislature building. And here in Calgary, we're going to do it at the ESRD offices, but because of the flood, they're no longer, I think they're closed for renovation. So I actually don't know where they're going to have it here, but I have to get on that.
I don't know if you saw my suggestion on Twitter, but how about this for a protest? Kazoo the gazoo. Everybody shows up outside the gazoo and just with kazoos and just blows kazoos for like 5 hours straight.
Although that would be hilarious, I don't know how effective that would be in closing it or helping.
I think it would annoy the fuck out of them, though.
Exactly, that's why it'd be effective.
I think it'd be fun, dude. Kazoo the gazoo. Oh, man, it's just meant to happen. I mean, that gazoo, isn't that, where do they even get that name? Is that the guy's like last name, or is it an acronym, or what the fuck?
Apparently
his last name is Gustafson. You have really like trouble. Say Albertans. Can you say it?
I just say Canucks. Hang on a second, guys. I gotta do some chat room moderation here. You're gonna go on timeout for a little bit here, Zimmerman. And I'm not even gonna say that. So, anyways, where was I going? I want to find out who else we have on the line here, because I got JV Ducky is supposed to be here. Bonnie Ferrion is supposed to be here. And I think Kim Kardashian is supposed to be here, too. So let me look. Let me see who this is. I'm just going to hit. Who's this? Caller, you're on hold. Who's this?
Hi, this is JV Ducky.
JV Ducky, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's very nice to have you here. I'm excited to learn more about Gazoo and what can be done to either stop these people or get them to clean up their act.
Oh, we've got tons of information. Whatever questions you have, feel free. I'm sure we can come up with an answer.
Right. So how long have you been involved in this activism?
I actually saw the pictures posted in 2011. And from there,
the goat picture, the bloody goat?
Yeah, the picture of the bloody goat. That's what pulled me in. And
dude, goats, Illuminati. Ooh, maybe they're Illuminati.
Well, it was a pretty easy choice to get involved.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, being I used to work for an animal rights organization, and I did video editing for them, and I saw they did a lot of undercover investigations, and I've seen a shit ton of fucked up stuff happen to animals. And to be honest, the pictures that I've seen so far are kind of tame compared to some of the shit I've seen. I'm not taking anything away from them. People shouldn't take these people on, but seeing these pictures kind of reminded me of that. And it just blows me away that like, there's like, you know, just a pile of trash with dead dogs laying there. Well, what the fuck is that?
Oh, to be honest, it's just horrifying when I think about how many pictures I've seen and how numb I've become to seeing these pictures. You know, I can look at pictures of animal cruelty and there's this automatic moment where I just kind of relate it to Gazoo, you know, oh, Gazoo's worst. So, you know, there's very much, like, very little, rather, that can shock me these days, and that's just disgusting.
Yeah. So are you part of are you officially part of the CCAAWPS?
For a while, I was acting secretary, but now I'm just sitting on the board. I've got some real-life commitments that come first. You know, I've got two kids under five and vacation planning, so I've been a little bit too busy to do a whole lot, but Twitter is easy enough, so.
Yeah. It's not hard when you can communicate with your fingertips at any moment. I fucking love Twitter. It's the best thing ever.
Well, the majority of our campaign has been on Facebook. I stay in regular contact with the other members of COPS. We're not a huge group. We're, you know, just a couple dozen people at tops. We've got contacts all over the place. You know, we're in Edmonton, we're in Calgary. So Facebook, unfortunately, is the best place where we have our board meetings.
Nice. Do you want to give out the Facebook page so people can check it out?
Oh, absolutely. I'll just type it. It's facebook.com/CEAWPS.
Awesome. And it's also it's in the chat room there. Sweet. So there you go, folks. Facebook.com/ Wait, is it CAAWPS or is it CCAAWPS?
Okay. In order to incorporate our society in Alberta, we had to add on Council of. It was a huge pain in the butt. We're still in the process of transitioning everything over to B with two C's.
Okay, I see. So, all right, that clarifies that. Wow, that's quite an acronym you guys got going there.
Oh yeah, it's a mouthful.
No doubt. All right, let's see who else we have here. I'm gonna just blindly. Hopefully, this is Bonnie. Bonnie, is that you?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Bonnie is here. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming on. And Bonnie, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this campaign.
Well, I've been involved with this for well over 5 years now. I go out, you know, before we created our nonprofit, me and a bunch of, you know, concerned citizens would just go out and take just pictures. We'd go as visitors, take pictures of Guzu as visitors, and post them on Facebook. And we had a small group. And what happened was in 2011, a member of that group posted the infamous goat picture, which basically the media ran with and eventually the government shut them down. Basically, what we've been trying to do is just raise awareness because they keep being allowed to reopen. Our government is completely incompetent with regards to even inspecting zoos. When they shut them down, what they did was they brought in a third party named CASA. It's a Canadian Association of Zoos and Aquariums. They regulate, like, the majority of zoos in Canada. Unfortunately, Alberta, we allow private citizens to still have zoos. And they did a report, and it was absolutely scathing. They failed over 100 violations, and so the government shut them down. Then it went to court. I watched the court proceedings. I basically saw a judge, Guzu's lawyer, and the government lawyer all do a deal. Next thing you know, they were allowed to reopen under a court order without a zoo license. Then the government, in October of 2012, suddenly, without any explanation, allowed them to reopen unconditionally and with a full permit, and it's just disgusting. It's unreal to me. The abuse I have seen at that place, I mean, and documented over the years and told the government about and told the Alberta SPCA about, it's just, it's frustrating, to say the least. Hello?
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 Sorry, I was on mute. Your voice is so beautiful, I had to fap real quick.
Oh, no problem. Fap away.
Sorry, I'm a pervert. I just, it's just how I'm wired.
Oh, I can tell. No problem. We're all a bit of perv in us, eh?
Yeah, but back to the animals, okay?
Yes, yes. Let's stop.
I wanted to ask. This is a question for anybody on the panel. What is it you can do that you can suggest for someone, say like me, who is totally removed from this physically and, you know, mentally for that matter, but is, you know, curious, interested, want to help? Is there like a petition we can help sign? What can we do to help?
To get it right now.
I'll throw up the link for the petition right now.
Yeah, I'll get it as well. One sec.
As well, if you could even just writing the government officials, that's a big deal. We found last time that was what was most effective in shutting them down, was the fact that we overloaded their switchboards, shut them down, and also their servers. From concerned citizens.
Where's their fax
number?
We had
over 30,000.
Give me a fax number. I want a fax number. Also, I don't know if you guys have noticed. Have you gone to their website? It looks like it was made in 1995.
It also looks like it was made by someone who probably wears a helmet. And has a name tag saying, "Hi, I'm special," with a smiley face on it.
There's your fax number.
It would be a shame, wouldn't it, if their website suddenly all the pictures on it turned into the pictures of the dead animal carcasses?
That's a good idea. Hold on. I'll be right back, guys.
It's a shame. Wouldn't that suck? I'm just talking hypothetically here. That would be a shame.
Also, I just dropped a Guzzoo information page in the chat if anybody wants to take a look at that. It's got the petition, video, everything else. I can add whatever else is needed. Just let me know.
Yeah, that link is awesome because it has all the email addresses all in one. Copy paste for you armchair activists out there. Copy paste into an email.
Copy
paste. Find some, copy paste, hey, we don't agree with this, we don't like this, and boom, send. And the Alberta government has a lot of emails that they listen to. They pretend like they don't, but they do. We've heard that they do.
You know what I suggest we do? Well, this is what the campaign I'm thinking about. I have a beautiful picture of a panther at night. And I don't know if they have panthers there at the gazoo, but I'd like to petition them to acquire a panther. At a panther, it would be cool because I want to visit the zoo and see a panther, and hopefully they're open at
night.
They
have lions, tigers.
Night. Panthers at night are so fucking cool to look at. So So what I think I might do is maybe I'll fax them an 8x11 of this picture I have of this panther at night. Just fax them a copy of it. And
I don't think they have that.
They don't even have a fax machine. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
well,
I'm
faxing
mine.
Diana Queen.
Let me see. I don't know. They might have a fax number. Let me double check.
It's not listed
anyway,
on their website.
So the petition's
yeah.
over here at change.org, and it says that since it opened in 1990, the Guzzo has defended itself against constant allegations of animal abuse and negligence, but somehow managed to stay open despite countless eyewitnesses, video, and pictorial evidence of less than substandard living conditions for these poor animals. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead there.
No, continue. No, please, please.
Okay, I'm going to say, and then you go. I'm just going to say it's because of the lack of enforcement. Basically, there's no one that's that can stop them. The government has been allowing them for years and years to get this license, right? So they have a record of saying, oh, this is okay. So when they shut them down, it actually, you know, it was the right thing to do. But in reality, because they've been so negligent, Guzu, not that I agree with it, but I can see why. They'd be like, hey, you said this was okay for years. Why are you saying it's bad now, right? Like, not that they're right in any way, but it's really our government. They basically, when the Alberta Zoo standards were enforced, there was no money set up to actually enforce them. And that's the problem. It's not law. It's not an Animal Protection Act. It's basically guidelines that are completely without teeth and are useless.
All right, I'm going to jump in here before I get cut off again. Bonnie, one of the problems we're facing with Guzu.
I have no idea who's talking, by the way. You all sound the same to me.
JV.
Who?
JV, Ducky.
Okay, JV.
Okay.
JV,
so
go
one
for
of the
it.
Problems
yep.
we're facing is that every time the SPCA is called out to Guzu, they have phoned ahead. And here we are wondering, why are you phoning ahead? How are you possibly going to catch them if you're giving them notice that you're going out there? And then they do get out there. And if there are animals that are injured or sick or starving or the conditions are not right, the SPCA always will give the option, okay, Gustafson, you can give him a bullet or you can give him vet care. And I'll bet you can't guess which one they always get.
Bullet.
D, right. All of the above. D, all
right.
Of the above.
Another thing that, you know, is really frustrating is, yeah, like Bonnie was saying, there's a lack of enforcement. Not only that, but there's a lack of specialists in Alberta that are capable of looking at a tiger and saying that tiger is malnourished or this turtle, this sulcata tortoise has shell pyramiding, right? They don't know what they're looking at. They don't know if it's neglect. They don't know what the problems are. And so the SRD just uses that as a cop out. Well, we didn't see anything wrong. Well, that's because they don't know what they're looking for all of the time.
Yeah, that's so true. I was out there and I made an animal protection complaint against their sulcata tortoise and it was seized by the Alberta SPCA for a week. And they told Guzu, basically build it a new enclosure. I had to tell the SPCA officer what the proper care for a friggin' tortoise was. Now, tell me that's not just mind-blowing. And they had went to Guzu and said, okay, they seized it. It took it to the Calgary Zoo. The Calgary Zoo basically said, oh, it's not dying? Well, it's not sick enough then. It's not really dying. So it's not sick enough. So it's okay. Go back to Guzu. Just, you know, make things a little better. And you know what? To their credit, they did. They did build in a new enclosure. But that's all they've done.
Guzu frequently doesn't understand how to take care of animals. An example that comes to mind very recently is their bearded dragon. They have a dragon in an enclosure that's much too small for it, and they went ahead and purchased another one. Now, anybody who keeps reptiles knows that you do not put reptiles of two different sizes, and you very rarely cohabitate reptiles. The larger reptile almost always will be dominant over the little one, and we had to tell Guzu. We were like, listen, you can't do that. You're putting the little one in danger. Suddenly, the little bearded dragon has a new enclosure, you know, and the big one is still stuck in this very teeny enclosure with improper heating, improper diet, and they don't care. We've done all of their research for them, and you think that if you own a zoo that you would be able to do that research or you'd at least have the ability or the want to do it.
I think another point that is amusing, if nothing else, is that recently when he was shut down in 2011, he then declared himself a religious order, or the Guzu also a church. So I don't know what was...
Free man of the land.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good point, the new classic. It's ridiculous. He's tried every stunt in the book to try and grasp onto the, he's a hoarder. It's kind of that simple. He's a hoarder who likes the animals because it makes him popular in the area. He does have a lot, you know, quite a few supporters in the area around the zoo. And that's because they're,
he's
I don't
also
know,
the
I
animal
wanna...
control officer for that area though. So of course he's going to
no,
have
he's
the
actually
support
not.
Because
he's not a bylaw.
Oh, is he
not? He's not.
No, he is not. We have confirmed that. But, yeah, we've been and he's actually lies about that all the time. So, he tells everyone he's a local dog catcher, and then he takes in a dog and shoots it the next day, saying it's aggressive.
Gazoo against gazoo. Telling you.
You really want to catch there with kazoos, don't you?
Okay, if 100 people blow a kazoo in the middle of a field, does anybody hear it?
Yeah, the kazoos will.
If one Gustafon gets mauled by a bear in the woods and the bear takes a shit in the woods after, does anybody hear it?
Good point.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, hang on, kids. Unfortunately, we have to eliminate someone from the show tonight. It's also kind of like Survivor too. What I'm going to do right now is give you all 30 seconds to guess who is going to be eliminated from the show. It could be somebody. It could be somebody on the panel, or it could be somebody in the chat room.
I'm going to say it's Zimmerman.
So hang on a second. Hang on. We got to give people a chance to.
Yeah, we're hogging.
Yeah. We got to give people a chance to choose. I'll go down the line here. I guess we'll start with Shmoop. Shmoop, who do you think is going to be booted from the show? Hello, Shmoop, are you there? Okay, is this thing on? Test, 1, 2. Hello, check.
I think Shmoop's busy right now.
Is Shmoop and his lady making out?
No, he's just busy right now.
Oh, he's multitasking? Okay, check this out. All right, who else do we have? We have Bonnie on still, and we have JV. Or what do you like to go by, Ducky?
Oh, it's all good. JV is typically what
Bonnie and JV. Let's start with Bonnie. Bonnie, who do you think is going to get kicked off the show?
Zimmerman is dead nigga.
Okay. That's one for Zimmerman. JV, who do you think is going to be eliminated?
It's a really tough one. I'm going to have to say Zimmerman.
Okay, that's two for Zimmerman there. Hammurabi's Code, who do you think is going to be kicked off the show?
Prince of the Bay.
You wish, motherfucker. You're going back on mute, bitch. Is New Classic still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, cool. New Classic, same question. Who do you think is going to get booted from the show?
I'm going to go with guest 13107. I'm not liking their vibe, Vince. I think you should definitely boot them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I've already traced the IP. I pretty much know who that is, and that's a good guess. It's a very good guess.
I've been paying attention. Don't worry.
No, that was good. That was good. But no, you're wrong. The person who is going to be eliminated from the show is, of course, Zimmerman is dead. You're right. You're right. Zimmerman is dead.
So what do I win?
Thanks for coming out. What do you win? Okay, you're up in Alberta?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Before the end of the show, you'll both get a prize. I promise. Aww.
You don't accept it. I'm telling you right now. Don't answer the end from Vince. Just
don't. Not going to. Nice
just
try,
it's
buddy.
Just USB thumb drive. It's totally harmless.
Sure. He talks in this low voice. As soon as he does that, just hang up. And if you go in the green with him, just don't. Just put it on mute. Friendly.
Treat Vince in the Bay. USB drive. Okay? Totally harm. Okay. Canada, huh? Jesus Christ. Okay. Alberta. We're looking at Calgary, Edmonton, Deer Creek, Red Creek.
Red Deer.
Red Deer? Okay. Red Deer. Okay. Your prize tonight. I'm sorry. I get you guys confused. Who is it that I'm talking to that's in Red Deer?
Hello? You're not talking to anybody.
Not me.
Red Deer.
You were like thing Alberta town, so I helped you.
Let's start all over here. Hang on a second. Okay. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, dear.
You're in the Ontario Alberta area, correct?
Yes, I'm in the it's Woodlands County. It's in Marathorpe area, Whitecourt area, north central Alberta.
Okay.
I used to live in Edmonton, but bought a farm out here a few years ago to rescue animals.
How about this? What's the nearest metropolitan city?
Edmonton.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Yay,
all right.
780.
Okay, so your prize for participating tonight and getting it correct, getting the... it's going to be free topsoil. That's right.
Topsoil. Oh, that's really funny because Bonnie would actually probably use that.
Believe recently two cedars were removed from a yard and a big bush yard is overgrown can deliver in Sherwood Park. Or give me a heads up and I'll move a vehicle for easy access. Available between the hours of 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. So there you go. There you go. I'm gonna put that in the chat for you. There you go. There is your prize. Your free prize.
Thank you.
Okay, JV, what metropolitan area would you like your prize to be delivered to?
I'm Edmonton, but clearly you've already picked the best thing for Bonnie.
No. You're Edmonton also? No problem. Oh, Edmonton's pimping. Hang on a second. Paul, can we get some searching Craigslist music going, please? Jesus. I'm going to hook you up with free firewood. This is standing spruce firewood, some down maple and sanding willow. Bring a chainsaw and a truck. You're gonna need to cut your own firewood. Enter and cut the firewood at your own risk. Be careful and cut as much as you need. Make some money. Free heat. Also have 16-foot spruce logs already limbered, decked, and will sell for $400. That's something separate, sorry. But do not contact this poster with services or other commercial interests. That's your prize, free firewood, courtesy of Vincent the Bay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for playing, ladies. I appreciate it. We're getting dangerously close to the end of the first hour of the broadcast. I'm very excited to have JV, New Classic, Schmoop, and Bonnie kicking it with me. Oh, yeah, Hammurabi's here, too. In the next hour, we're going to have Gonzo PhD. Gonzo PhD is also, I believe, on board with the whole Guzu crew. people trying to raise awareness and do some shit, if you know what I'm saying.
Good.
Pretty clear night out, isn't it? 347-826-7667 is the number. Have a obvious code. What do you talk to me?
Just kind of watching real life Zoery unfold on Ustream. There's a goddamn chimp out brewing in Oaktown, right down the street from you. Full blown chimp out.
In English, please.
Niggers are rioting about Trayvon. I told you that shit wouldn't happen till Monday. Can't fucking riot on a Saturday. Got blunts to smoke and 40s to drink.
That's right.
But zoo stuff happens all the time. So, that. There's that.
Yeah, no. When I worked for PETA, I saw all kinds of shit. You know, whether it be the circus, whether it be chicken manufacturer, or whatever. People that use alligator skin for nice. Who's taking a healthy bong rip there?
Oh my God! Sorry.
No, that was great. That's not the first
I didn't think you could hear
show,
me.
Trust me.
Is this the turtle researcher getting high? I'm shocked.
No, I deny
you can do
this.
Show sober. It's not possible.
Dude, I've seen videos of like the. Remember where this one undercover video was of. There were alligators that they were collecting for. For purses and shoes and crap like that. And basically, the way they put them, the way they kill them is they just whack the shit out of them with an aluminum baseball bat until they die.
Well, there's like an interview on the cops website or whatever that was submitted, and it was like an interview from like the Edmonton Journal or something, and the guy's talking, like they have audio overheard of one of the zoo visitors talking with one of the staff there, and he was telling them how he had to shoot this big horse in the head like 13 times before it would die, and how he didn't really know what he was doing and kept missing the spot, and it was pretty horrific.
We actually have a lot of flack for that sound clip. I will promise you, though, that before we released that sound clip, we absolutely verified that it was legal to do so, that the person who was being recorded knew he was being recorded, and or the device that was recording was visible. So it was completely purposely legal. The Gazoo Camp absolutely hated that. But I do have a little tidbit of information that says it was true, that the horse was shot, 13 times with a gun far too small to do the job. That's awful. That's torture for that horse. Can you imagine being shot 13 times and not dying?
With a .22.
Dude, let's go riot in the streets, bros. Let's do it for the animals. Let's do this. Come on.
The audience.
Bandana.
The audience. You're just on it, hey? No, it's funny. We're in like a really peaceful, obviously, like sort of not so much hippie, but, easygoing group. We're not militant. We're just into, awareness. We found that because all of us have hugely diverse backgrounds, that many people from different walks of life can relate to us. And in doing that, it's enabled us to connect people that normally wouldn't connect together on a campaign like this. So, I want to appreciate everyone here that's here to talk about this and has shared everything on Twitter. We can't thank you enough. It wouldn't have, We can only get so much media juice out of pictures. What we need is more people to be aware, more people to speak out about it, whether it be on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any social media. Tag Guzu, and help show these photos, help show that this place is a shithole and needs to be closed down. The Alberta government sucks.
So somebody who has been really instrumental in spreading the word about Gazoo is, hang on a second here, at Derek J. Thompson. This is a shout out. He's been very good at sharing the tweets, spreading the videos, and sharing the pictures. And we couldn't possibly have the support we had without him. So thank you, Derek J. Thompson.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Sorry.
That's what's up, ladies. Hey, we've concluded hour number one of the broadcast. I want to thank all my callers. We're going to come back after a quick break. We're going to listen to a tune. Of course, the music tonight is all curated by my guests. So we're going to hear a song here. I believe it's by a Canadian artist. He's got a very unfortunate last name. But he's got this song that kind of is, I don't know, in some ways relevant to the topic tonight. If you want to join us, hour number two is coming up. We're going to have Godzo PhD join us, as well as whoever else wants to call in. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. And now we're going to go into, we'll be back after these messages from Bruce Cockburn. That's right, Bruce Cockburn. This track is called Pacing the Cage. Pacing the Cage by Bruce Cockburn. Bruce. And it's right here. Be right back.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel like you've lived too long. Days drip slowly on the page. You catch yourself pacing the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strip's worn. And each time I was someone else, and everyone was taken in. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Me to facing the cage. I never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything. All that I could pillage, all the spells that I could. It's as if the thing were written in the Constitution of the Age. wind up facing the cage.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran posto.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Hello, fellow Negroes. It's Vince in the Bay. Yeah. Alrighty, we are already into hour number two. Is this thing on? Hammurabi, am I on? Am I live?
Yeah, you're pretty fucking live. You keeping alive? On and popping?
Whatever, negative Nancy.
I'm not being negative. You got a good panel tonight. Your panel last night sucked balls, and they got every word. They deserved everything I said. Except
you're
for,
just trying
like, I just yelled at the people who sucked. Your panel tonight doesn't
which
suck.
Which was everybody? Which was everybody?
Ace didn't suck. Nigger Christ didn't suck. Danny didn't suck.
Ace
but
sucked.
They just didn't
Ace,
have much time.
Ace is a one-trick pony. Come on, give me a break. People just have no respect for different topics, different subjects, different perspectives.
I just don't have respect for niggers with cankles bitching about God knows what. Is nothing
There's
sacred,
so
Vince? Is nothing sacred?
nothing is to you. Nothing is to you, dude.
That's not true. I really like giraffes. I just found this out.
Oh, really?
And pot. I also really like pot, but I've known that for quite a while. And tits. I fucking love tits. Find me something better than tits, Vince.
Well, speaking of tits, we have some ladies on the panel tonight. I want to bring back Bonnie and JV. Also,
hello.
Hey, ladies. Welcome back. We also have New Classic and Schmoop. And, of course, Hammurabi's Code. Can somebody let the dog out, please?
Oh, my Great Dane, you can hear that? Shitty. Hold on, yeah. Let me mute. I'll be back.
Hey, are the cops
Bonnie,
are the cops there? Are you getting raided
Bonnie,
right now? What's going
this
on?
This is a really big bearded dragon.
Bonnie,
you give no, him a
great
that's my,
he's a puppy. He just wants to come in my bedroom and snuggle. Well, I'll be back. Give me a sec.
All right, we'll just hang out here. We'll just hang out here and wait for you to come back. Just we'll hold things down until you get back. Don't worry.
Okay.
Got
much better. He should be
oh,
good now.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, as soon as I talked, he started again. Like you could you hear that?
What?
Him barking again?
No, but I thought
okay, good.
I thought Gonzo was going to call in. Gonzo, you should call in, dude. Let's see if this is Gonzo. Oh, no, this isn't Gonzo. I know who this is. I think this is 213. 213, what's up?
Oh, my God. Thank God Trayvon Monster's dead. Now all of us white people can get back to life as per usual.
What are you talking about, dude?
I'm talking about getting on with our lives. You see, us white people, we got to be able to go out there and kill niggers at will. Without the ability to kill niggers
those
at will, there's no way that we can
possibly.
Hang on,
well,
hang
what?
On.
What? Huh?
Hang on. This is an old school BTR caller. Let's give him some respect here. He goes by Dan Grow. I think his middle name is Knee. And he also goes by 213. And he obviously had something to say. Let's give him the floor for a second. Go ahead, 213.
I really don't have much to say. I'm just glad the nigger's dead, man. That's all I'm saying. Just glad the nigger's dead.
Dude, he's been dead over a year.
Right, but this was kind of the final nail in the coffin. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, he's been in a coffin for over a year now.
Right, but this is the final nail in the coffin. You see what I'm saying, Vince?
Oh, metaphorically.
No, literally.
No, incorrect. No, it's figuratively. That's impossible.
No, I'm pretty sure it's literally.
No,
let me look up the definition. Hold on.
2 minutes. That's right. 213. You're going to get 2 minutes for this? 2 minutes. 213 for using the L word incorrectly. Well, he's on timeout. We're going to go to, I think this is Gonzo. Gonzo, what's up?
Good evening, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. We've got an all-star panel tonight. A lot of estrogen. This is nice. I like it. It's better than the typical sausage fest that happens here on a nightly basis. So there you go. But we're talking about, huh?
I just wanted to know if it was true that you had a turtle whisperer on the panel tonight.
Turtle whisperer. I don't even know what that is.
I think he's talking about me.
Someone who can speak to turtles, Mintz.
I wouldn't go so far as that. I just know how to Google their care and have had one, and my friend has one, and I've kept reptiles, and I wish I could. I think that would be pretty rad, hey?
That would be most excellent to be able to talk to turtles.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, second rights.
So we're addressing this horrible, nasty, putrid zoo run by a guy who thinks that it should be a church.
Are you serious?
Are these guys like Westboro Baptist type fuck?
What happened is
he declared Gazoo a church because he figured that if he made Gazoo a parsonage, he would be exempt from the law.
Hey, do you guys remember?
But they
Gary,
are quite religious.
New.
How could
there
you possibly?
There is a Bible college there that supports
no,
him
there's,
huge.
Huh?
How could you? How
there's
you possibly
a Bible college
do?
In the area that does support him. They all are quite religious. They think that the animals are God's creatures for them to do whatever the heck they want to with.
How could you possibly be religious and allow anything living to exist in utter squalor and rolling around in its own shit with maggots in its food, unless you live that way yourself?
Did you know that the zoo frequently quotes the Bible? They're very religious. And one of the things the Bible actually says,
that's an embarrassment.
The Bible actually says animals are here for humans to use. And Gazoo frequently touts that as a fact. Oh, yeah, we're not doing anything wrong. Animals are here for our enjoyment. We get to use them however we want.
Well, there's 1,000 pedophile priests living in the Vatican hiding behind the supposed word of God. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's really an invalid hiding anything behind religion is something that if you choose to practice faith, then that's an important, potentially an important component in the human psyche. However, faith goes in front of you. Faith is not something that you hide other shit behind. So
right.
You can be quote religious as you want, but you don't hide. You can't hide behind. Well, you can. You can try to hide behind religion. But the only thing it winds up doing, really, is making a mockery of the religion that you purport to be observing.
Gazoo likes to hide behind everything. They hide behind religion. They hide behind their volunteers. They hide behind bulldozers and try to lock government officials out of the property. They don't like to be accountable for anything.
Yeah, that's I think what's most frustrating is that it's not just us, like W5, which is a media organization in Canuckland, did an expose back in early 2000 on this before I knew about Gazoo. And it was, you know, it caused huge outrage, of course. Nothing was done. But it just goes to show that, no, this isn't a vendetta by some small group of crazy animal rights activists, you know. I know that there are a lot of great animal rights activists that are involved in the campaign. I'm not an animal rights activist myself. I'm more of an animal welfare advocate. But I also believe a lot, you know, that animals deserve the five freedoms, you know.
So if Westboro Baptist Church had a zoo, this would be the zoo that Westboro Baptist Church runs, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about it. The zoo is right smack in the middle of the Bible Belt of Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, you know, there's...
And you know what? I myself, too, am not religious. But you know, as I agree that religion is a huge, important component of many people's lives. And, you know, it can be very beneficial to some people. But to use it like this is, I can't see how other Christians aren't completely up in arms. Like, we didn't see a lot of outrage from the Christian community locally about that. And that really surprised me.
I think it has less to do with what your particular faith is, whether it's Christianity or Judaism or, you know, Muslim or whatever. I think it's more to do with people don't like to be confronted with evil in their midst. And, I mean, well, in the States, we had those three women held in captivity in a house for 12 years and nobody saw anything. I mean, people are confronted.
Yeah.
People, when confronted by evil, it is always easier to turn away and pretend it's not there than to confront it, and it's even harder to stamp it out.
It is. Absolutely. It's much harder to fix a problem, right, and do it right, than it's easier to ignore it. It's easier to to not, you know, to not do anything about it, and or to look the other way, to, you know. And that's sad. It's nice to see so many people not wanting to look the other, you know, the other way with this anymore, with lots of issues. You know, I think that social media has its good points and bad points, but the one good point I see from it, it's an excellent forum for raising awareness, and that's what we need to do and what we are, our goal is to do. We wish we didn't have to. Trust me, I'd love to be out of a job. Well, this isn't my job. It's I donate my time. But I'd love to not have to have, you know, to do any more work on this. I would love it. But you know what? I'm not going to stop until I don't see any more suffering at that friggin' zoo.
It's all about passing the buck here in Alberta. You know, as much as Disney doesn't want to take responsibility for anything, because it is easier to just say, nah, we didn't do it. ESRD, or Sustainable Resources Development of Alberta, they're doing the same thing. Every time we make a complaint to the ASPCA, we hear, oh, you should contact ESRD. Make a complaint to ESRD, we hear, oh, you should contact ASPCA. And they just constantly shuffle it back and forth, and nobody has to respond.
Nope, they don't. The only time they've ever responded is, like I said, is at first when we had some, in 2011 when the pictures came out, ESRD responded with, yeah, no big deal, it's okay. And then once we protested, boom, they announced they were going to investigate Guzu, and then after that 60-day investigation is when they shut them down. So it was the power of the people, and it scared the government, and that's what needs to happen again. Not like terrify them, but scare them, like as in voters are not going to vote for you, tourists are not going to come to Alberta, you know, that kind of thing, right? Like that kind of pressure needs to be put on.
Vince is looting something in the background. Stop it, Vince.
I don't know who's making that noise. I've self-muted. I'm enjoying a nice cool beverage and just enjoying the conversation.
Well, the nice thing about the anonymous campaign, OP Gazoo here, is that it's actually giving us the attention that we might
actually need for
this.
Oh, wait a second. Hold the presses. Hang on. Are you telling me Anonymous is doing some is doing OP Gazoo? Are you serious?
You haven't seen the video?
Vince, that was
Where have
planned.
You been, buddy?
I don't know, dude. I'm always the last to find out about this shit.
You got to
understand. I really thought that's how you heard about us.
Vince, Anonymous.
The new classic. Can you post the links for Vince?
Yeah.
Thanks. Sure. Get me up to speed here, please.
Vince, Anonymous is to be utilized. The entity that is Anonymous is to be utilized as a tool for positive change. That doesn't mean that you have a bunch of Facebook retards with Guy Fawkes abbeys running around screaming "Free the animals." That means that mainstream media pays attention to a certain series of images. And if you want to get mainstream media's attention real quick, then you use a certain series of images. But basically this, Vince.
What if we all wear Barack Obama masks?
Vince, I'm trying to explain this to you, and you're making it difficult. If you take an image that's startling to the mainstream, and you use it to bring awareness to something positive instead of most of the dumb shit that a bunch of fucking idiots have used that image for in over, say, the past year. And basically, you take the Anonymous image and you flip it backwards on Anonymous, and you use it to bring attention to something that might have otherwise been ignored. Instead of using it to throw gas on a fire that's already burning, you use it to start a fire that wasn't burning before. So
yeah.
the imagery that was used, Vince, was not necessarily, well, we didn't ask Sicko for permission at the last Starbucks meeting. It just kind of got used.
Go ahead.
All right, I would like to respond to 213, who's tweeting me, saying he's not going to allow him to be race-baited by me. I did not race-bait you. He, if anything, dude, he was race-baiting me. What a dick. I apologize.
You should so block him, Vince.
He's cool. He's a funny guy. But he's just being a dick right now. I don't know. I don't get
just
it.
Block him for an hour, and then he'll get all mad and screenshot it and post a screenshot, and then it'll be like it'll be his bedtime. And when he wakes up in the morning, he won't be butt mad anymore.
All right, so Anonymous lends itself quite a lot of credibility in terms of mainstream media. People don't generally jump on the Anonymous campaigns unless something... I mean, Anonymous has never really jumped on a campaign that people couldn't get behind. They have a lot of credibility. They do their homework. Yeah, fun with Guy Fawkes' mess. Yeah, that's right. This is coverage that we need. This is what we need. We need the attention. We need international people to be writing letters and making phone calls to our MLAs and our government and the emails. Everything helps. Everything. If you're in Australia, I don't care.
What I was saying is that it's really easy to co-opt that imagery is what I'm kind of getting at, is that you'd be surprised at the people that come up with the things they come up with and how little they actually, in this particular instance, you'd be actually very, very, very surprised at the group of people that came up with the imagery that wound up getting you that attention, because generally speaking, the people that are getting you that attention right now would not have anything to do with that fucking imagery. They'd rather cut their arms and legs off. But you come together for something, and nobody, it's really kind of hard to explain, but anything that makes mainstream media pay attention is tantamount to success. And if people who don't have any belief at all in the Warner Brothers trademarked mask idea come together for something and then decide to use that imagery to smarten mainstream media the fuck up, there isn't anything that any of these card-carrying anonymous types can do about it. So
yes,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot of people that would never ever associate themselves with that particular brand that utilized this brand for this particular cause to bring attention to it. And when it's done, we'll go back to absolutely kicking it in the head until it's dead. And if it needs to be utilized again, then, you know, we'll pick it up by the ankle and fling it against the wall until it gets attention. But just understand that there's no, you know, there's no high council in Sweden that decided to make you a 90-second video. That's a couple guys with video editing software who give a shit about this particular cause.
That's fine. I don't understand that not all of Anonymous feels the same way. I'm sure there's people who don't give a shit, just like you said. The fact of the matter remains, we are getting a lot of attention that we would not have been able to get for this campaign otherwise. You know, there's no possible way we could have gone international without the help of whoever it was, Anonymous spokesperson B, that decided to take on this campaign.
Now, whoever is identifying themselves as that, we don't know who that is. We don't, you know.
That's really the beauty of Anonymous.
Pardon me?
That's the beauty of Anonymous. Anonymous is Anonymous. Nobody knows who Anonymous is because Anonymous is Anonymous.
Well, of course. But you know what I mean? I've seen certain videos where I've been like, really? Anonymous? Okay,
you want
me? Cool. Pardon me?
You want me?
No.
Why not?
No. What I'm trying to say is, like, I guess, we've been at this campaign. We've raised a lot of awareness in Alberta, a lot. And, you know, we can always raise more. And this isn't hurting, that's for sure. And nothing illegal has happened. Nothing bad's happened. No hacking's happened. A few, a few funny tweets here and there, a little bit of lulls. But for the most part, no. I mean, I'm really impressed with the way people are conducting themselves.
Yeah, and if any summer fags deface that website, then I swear to God, their fucking doors will come crashing down, and Kevlar covered demons will climb up their ass with batons, because that isn't what this is all about. Nobody
exactly.
wants anything. Nobody
I would
wants
like
anything.
Kevlar demons.
there's more than one reason you don't want to take down Goose's website or their blog.
Perhaps
or whatever.
I'll be meeting them soon as we speak.
Yeah, Gustafson is very, 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 very good at playing the victim card. You look at him the wrong way, and he goes, oh, poor me, I'm getting desperate.
He hasn't met my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, we heard today he's claimed he's getting bomb threats. He's claimed he's getting death threats. And we're like, what? Because we're not doing that. We're not doing that, but we're the ones being accused of doing that. We've been told, he has actually said to the newspaper, cops might as well take responsibility for all this nonsense because they're the ones that started all of this. And we're like, whoa, we don't condone this behavior. So I don't know how much of it is true. I don't believe he's getting death threats. We're certainly not being investigated by the RCMP, as he has claimed so many times before. I've never gotten a phone call or a visit from the RCMP at my door, but I would welcome it because I have nothing to hide. I haven't done anything illegal. None of us have done anything illegal. So, you know, don't give him any reason to believe that or to want to believe that he's a victim.
Exactly.
Because he plays that card till it dies, you know. He plays it till it goes out of style.
Somehow for-profit zoo has convinced people to volunteer, yet our non-for-profit city zoo can afford trained staff. Like, it does not make sense to me.
Well,
even though, like, he's turned away so many volunteers apparently also, but there's no
Excellent
way that...
Point.
It's $10 per adult, $5 per child, children under
and
four.
And he's saying he's getting 500 people on a good day, which is $5,000, essentially. He says he's only raised $5,000 towards a $40,000 tiger enclosure, which he's supposed to be redoing, or the lion. I'm not sure. It's one or the other.
That
means that he should be able to pay for that entire enclosure already, unless he's doing something.
The lion enclosure was supposed to be done in 2009, I think it was.
$5,000.
No, 2008.
He's been collecting donations saying, yeah, we're going to build a big lion enclosure. It's going to be massive.
Since 2005.
2008, and then it was moved up to 2015 because apparently he had to spend $20,000 on a judicial review and $50,000 on whatever else. And we're thinking, why don't you spend the money on the animals?
Let's figure conservatively that Lynn takes in $2,000 a day. Let's figure that conservatively as a 7-day a week.
Okay, but that's
thing.
Not taking into account his exotic animal sales.
Right.
That zoo fucking sucks. I wouldn't ever go.
So you have a gross at $2,000 a day of $730,000 a year. That does not include, of course, skinning and selling the random sick exotic animal or taxidermy or whatever else it is that he's into. So $730,000 a year. The thing to look into for you guys, for you activists, would be if he has publicly filed tax returns, if he's the U.S. equivalent of a 501c3 nonprofit, what you guys need to do is get his tax returns out because they're completely open to, you know, this is a new angle, and I figured I'd bring it up on air. What you need to do is get his tax returns and post them. Post them
we
everywhere.
We have someone going out to find out if in fact they do have they've proclaimed to be a nonprofit. We haven't gotten proof of it yet, so we're sending someone. Well, not sending. Someone's offered to go to Alberta Registries and find out if for sure he is a registered nonprofit. We've already made through the website Canadian Revenue complaints. But the waiting time is about a year and a half. Before they get to complaints. But still, you're right. It's an excellent avenue because you know what? Any avenue works, or any avenue is worth a try.
If he's paying himself $230,000 a year and he's paying his wife and his daughter and he's paying his daughter's daughter and his son's daughter and he's paying everybody salaries to eat up his, quote, nonprofit allotment so that he shows zero at the end of every year, then you have another public means to go after him, because you can run a nonprofit like that. God knows, plenty of people do run nonprofits like that in America, because America. But what you need to do is you need to get numbers and you need to get solid paperwork out there. I know pictures of dead animals and whatnot, that's good for inciting public emotion. But I'll tell you, if the guy is screwing people out of money and revenue, that you will find that people will drop their religious affiliations, as it may be, or whatever, if they think that they're being scammed. And with a $750,000 a year gross, and obviously he doesn't spend much of that feeding or housing his animals, versus the promises that he's made, basically what you need to do is make a spreadsheet that shows fraud, whether it's actually legal fraud, whether it's legal fraud or emotional fraud. And I tend to think that it's probably a more emotional fraud than legal fraud. But you really need to, what you have to do is show numbers to people that piss them off. And then when you add that to the pictures of dead animals and the pictures of shitty conditions and everything else, you're making a whole package that people can really understand, because there's somebody who lives down the road that's making $40,000 a year, that's paying, 28% taxes, that is going to be pissed off that Lynn Gustafson is making $250,000 a year tax free. And
you telling me to make a goddamn Excel spreadsheet. Those things are
jokes. Hey, we've done it. Don't knock it till you try it, buddy.
I hate Excel, but
Gazoo is a cash only business, as I said that on the website. There's he also sells the exotic animals on the side. So not only is he making cash under the table,
everything
submissions he gets throughout the year, he's also selling exotic animals at auction. And I don't know if any of you saw the conversation YouTube video floating around from somebody today on Twitter. They were talking, Lynn actually mentioned he made $5,000 on a single lemur, and that is out of his own mouth. And I'm thinking,
when you go to the website,
I look at pictures, and they have a beautifully landscaped house, it's beautiful. Their property that they live in, absolutely stunning.
Look, A doesn't equal B. A doesn't equal B in this equation, and if you go to his website, if you see any business that says, any business in the U.S. that would be stupid enough to put up a website and say, Busch Gardens Zoo, we deal in cash only, the IRS would be so far up their ass with a flashlight that, it takes balls that you need to carry around in a wheelbarrow to state on your website that we only deal in cash, because honestly, the only people that really deal in straight cash only are people who absolutely have everything to hide.
Drug dealers and pimps, man.
I don't think you're ever going to see these days you might see a drug dealer with an iPhone who takes Visa through...
George Bush. Yeah, they take Square now. I buy all my drink with Square.
I was just going to say, pimping with Square is the new thing, but...
Alberta prostitution is legal.
and he's prostituting animals, so you got to wonder about those laws. But if you look under the floorboards of that motherfucker's house, I'll bet you he's got more cash than Hunter Moore's ever taken a photograph and posted.
Oh, I bet he does. I fully agree.
The words money laundry come to mind when I hear something like zoo. For instance, the drug cartels in Mexico frequently launder money through things like zoos, because they're a high cash, high volume, easy to cook the books kind of business. I would certainly look into his hard paper, and if it doesn't make any sense, then I'd throw an even bigger shit fit.
Yeah. They have this one nonprofit called the Friends of Guzu Society, and they basically we've been trying to get a member in there, because once you join, you have access to all that society's statements, and they just funnel money straight to Guzu, and it's all friends of the family who run the nonprofit, and it's really shady, and a lot of Guzu supporters themselves won't support this nonprofit that funnels money to Guzu because they know how illegal it is. So you're right. That's absolutely an excellent avenue, and one that we certainly need to pursue more.
If I had tons and tons of money floating around because I had a burgeoning cocaine business, the first thing I would do would be open something like a zoo, where you can open it up, and if two people show up in a day, you can claim that 600 people showed up.
Yeah.
So, you know, another thing you might want to be looking for is how many acres of weed he's got growing on his back property.
But then they might look at me.
If he has seven greenhouses on a zoo, they're on zoo property, there might be something to look into. Yeah, the price of your pot might go up, but then again, the cost of your conscience would recede considerably.
No,
yeah,
way. You're not capable of caring for anything, not even a plant. It takes a lot of care to grow
marijuana.
Good weed. Not a chance they could grow good weed.
I doubt it. But you know what? Any... You're right. I think... Sorry, go ahead, JV. Or, sorry, New Classic. My bad.
It's all good.
No, it's true. If you can't... But... Gosh, you Canadians are so considerate. No, you first. And we break for commercial, and you're both going, okay. The only thing we've caught is an A, which, thank you, God. Then no A's.
That's a fallacy, kinda.
Hey,
after
I'm
you,
on
eh?
Twitter right now, and everybody, I think everybody right now should tweet Miss Becker and tell her how hot she is.
I don't want to do that, Nate.
Yeah,
just having like a self-conscious little episode on Twitter. Everybody tweet.
I'm not going to encourage that faggotry.
Miss Becker is awesome, eh?
Yeah. Send her positive thoughts.
Now we're all Canadian here, eh?
Tell her you would
do
her doggy
What's
style.
What's all this about?
Hello?
Take off, eh?
Use some maple syrup, eh?
Take off to the great white north.
Where's Nick with the maple syrup update?
Is a Negro going to have to blow a whistle on a bitch?
Why would you
no.
ever do that, eh?
Don't blow that whistle. Vince, you were doing so well when you were muted.
You can take the whistle and shove it up your ass, eh?
Blow the whistle a couple more times.
Yeah, that's fuck your whistle, eh?
Anal whistle, eh?
I didn't realize that the guy that I kicked out, the Zimmerman guy, that
Vince
was
has
actually,
whistling anus.
That was 213. That was 213. He tweeted me. He's so pissed. That's why he called in.
I called in.
What?
I think I'm muted, eh?
You totally had it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, had it
also,
coming, eh?
Also, this
I don't think we actually say that as much as other people say it, but... I know I've caught myself a couple times, but it's not as bad as you guys make it out to be. And you guys,
we didn't hear.
Y'all,
I did not
bad.
Hear a
I'm
single. I did, no, I did not hear a single A. I was making a comment that it was.
I can't even understand you, A.
Oh, God. Oh, I did not mean to unleash.
Did anybody even understand her, A?
I do.
Oh, shit.
I'll probably go to the basement for this one, eh?
I'm sorry, eh?
That's okay, it happens.
Okay,
oh
can
my
we
God.
Get back to Guzu, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. By all means, let's get back on target here. Hey, somebody gave me a request for a song, Bad Religion. Who wanted the Bad
yes.
Religion?
That's me, Bonnie.
All right, Bonnie, we're gonna take a quick break here, play this Bad Religion song, come back, and wrap things up with our fantastical panel.
We have lots more to talk about, Vince.
Yeah, that's for sure. We could go on forever, but we're not.
Vince, Crenshaw is burning, Vince. Crenshaw is burning. Dr. Dre is
at Flint and Los Angeles are burnt to the ground, folks. If you're in those areas... Please evacuate immediately. There is a
Which is
race
good.
War. There is a race war underway. Take cover. whatever you got to do, be safe.
I'm pretty jammy song, man. Eh?
Not bad, eh? All right, so
where's my song,
Vince?
Hey?
Vince has to torrent the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see it here. Let me refresh this.
Vince has lost control.
He's thinking
about
it.
Control again.
Hey,
no,
hurry
I'm
it up.
Just,
I got to break the seal.
I'm fondling myself, getting myself prepared for apparently.
The green room.
I'm going, well, we could do some green room action.
Camera on the fire.
Apparently. What? Okay, Hammurabi just rage quit. Okay, perfect. Let's settle that. Yeah, not seeing that Bad Religion song. I do have Bad Religion, though.
No control? You are the government?
Here, yeah. I'll get it before we finish. But there's another caller here. Let's try this caller. See this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
G'day, Vince. It's Lee. Favreau News.
Oh, fantastic! Welcome to the show, Lee from Cyber War News. Everybody, he's calling from New Zealand, I believe, or Australia. One of those places.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Wouldn't go to New Zealand.
How's it going with you, man? You've been listening to the broadcast tonight. Did you want to chime in on the topic, or what's on your mind tonight?
No, I was just ringing up to say hello, waste people's time.
Perfect. Hey, is there any what are you at Cyber War News? What are you reporting on these days? What's the latest story?
Not much has been going on. I've been keeping quiet on that front.
Got together with Mercedes at any point?
Nah, only that one show.
Hey, whatever happened with that egg?
She really liked you. She really liked
you.
No
interspecies.
Makes me laugh every time he says egg.
No interspecies breeding allowed, Vince.
She was so in love with him.
Yeah, well, you know what? She'd be a lot easier to support if she wasn't such a fucking bitch.
That'd still be mean, eh?
I'm not being mean. That's just a general observation. If she wasn't
a fact. The truth hurts.
Seriously, back on topic, though. How are we going to destroy this dude?
Jesus. I mean, you know, you want people support.
Kazoos. Everybody, let's get a kazoo drive going. Let's give these protesters kazoos. Every protester should have at least one kazoo. You really should have like three. All in your mouth at the same time.
Because the media doesn't think animal rights activists are nuts enough as it is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, Vince. Had to be said.
I'm going to start a WePay for kazoos.
We can't do WePay in Canada, so you'd have to start us one.
I'll administer it. I'll call it Kazoo Pay.
Send coat hangers to Eric Erickson. And did you see his tweet?
What the fuck is this about coat hangers? Does that have something to do with
Eric Erickson? He's the guy. He's a blogger behind RedState.com. He used to be a pundit on CNN. He just switched to Fox. Right wing. He's kind of a douchebag.
He's the closeted homosexual that doesn't believe in abortion because he'll never have one.
Thank you. Him and Reptile Gordon annoy the shit out of me. I didn't follow him.
Ian Gordon is an alcoholic, drunken fuckbag who says reactionary things, hoping that somebody will step in and say something. So he can react.
Rep Gordon is
that dude has a bigger felony record than Charles Manson.
Exactly, a death threat on air, by the way. This is a death threat on air. I'm going to kill Rep Dan Gordon.
Rep Dan Gordon is a fucking retard, and every time I've come in contact with that bitch, I've owned him. I'll do it verbally. I'll do it on Twitter. I don't give a fuck. He's a fucking idiot. He's got three brain cells left, and they're all fighting for control of his asshole.
He's an American politician. Do you expect any of them to be smart?
The guy's 42 years old and he wears Depends. He drinks fucking $12 bourbon and he shits himself at every availability. He's been ass fucked by so many fucking. He's been ass fucked by so many prisoners. He doesn't even fucking know which end is north and which end is south. That dude will hit his knees without knee pads. For all you have to do is say blow, Dan, blow. Fuck him. And the horse he rode in on is a fucking douchebag.
Anyway, about Gazoo.
Can I say one more thing about the nonprofit that Gazoo has? We heard
by all means.
Okay,
please
thanks. We heard that basically they're dealing in suitcases full of cash was one of the leaks that we got. That they're going, you know, coming to their meetings and they just had the, you know, not really so much bank accounts, but yeah, suitcases full of cash. That statement
that's what drug dealers
we heard
do.
From us. Yeah, and it's, you know, and we have, like, not evidence, obviously, a picture of them with, the supporters of Gazoo talking about it and saying, like, how illegal it is. And, you know, that's just one thing I sort of wanted to get out there that, you know, it's just sickening how
$750,000
is and how nothing has been done.
$750,000 in small bills and change takes up a lot of fucking room. So if you're dealing in cash, there's going to be a lot of briefcases and duffel bags. Pretty easy to sort out. His problem isn't making money. His problem is how to hide his money. So what you have to do is figure out how he's hiding his money. Because and in this day and age, every asshole leaves a paper trail, including Lynn, unless most of it's underneath his house, which is in all reality a probability. Find the paperwork, make the trail, make your case. That's how it works.
The only problem with that is that there is no way in hell we're going up to Three Hills. As Bonnie actually stated quite hilariously, we would probably be lynched. They would actually chase us down with fire sticks and swords, and they would chase us out of town. There is no way we can even step foot on Gazoo property.
Not,
I can.
Not cops members. Yeah, exactly. Just not cops members. Anyone else can. It's just they know our names. They know. They stalk us. They follow us. They
have pictures
of
us listed in their little group.
Look for the paper trail. Look for the paper trail and everything else will follow.
Yeah.
He can only hide so much under his floorboards.
Yeah. You know, and
the problem
is that he has...
He has some sort of oil ties, and one of the pro-Gazoo pages on Facebook I had seen was, like, doing a bottle drive for him, and the only people that seemed to be there were, like, all oil-type companies and people that were sponsoring him, so there's obviously some sort of connection there, and it makes perfect sense as to why he can be shut down, and every recommendation, every report that's come out has condemned the place, and yet he stays open despite what the people want, despite what, like, has been professionally, like, recommended, and despite what is publicly safe for them to do, which is the exact same problem deal with the oil companies in Alberta, so...
Well, the thing is, no, he has oil wells on his company, and he may have, you know, those few sponsors with that one bin, but how oil rates work in Alberta is I've been offered on my farm to have an oil well on here. I have no control over it. I get paid a flat fee for the installation, then a fee each year. And it's a pittance according to the pain in the ass. He doesn't have what's called mineral rights, which should have been grandfathered hundreds of years ago if he had owned the property. So while that sounds feasible, it's actually not really what we believe is going on. We believe it's pure government incompetence. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I don't just, you know, say that other people can't feel a different way, but the way I see it and the way that I know the oil companies work in Alberta, I just don't think that that's it. I just think we have a shitty government.
Very nice. High five.
All right, kids, we are about it's about time to get ready to wrap up the program here tonight. This is time. Yes, it is. We got about 5 minutes left.
No,
I just want to go around the horn and give everybody a chance to get their final thoughts in before we end the broadcast.
No, it's not.
We're going to... Okay, we're going to go first with Gonzo PhD. Gonzo, your final thoughts.
That's been an excellent show tonight, Vince. You know, we went a lot of different directions, and I think a lot of people were enlightened, and a lot of information got out. So, and you moderated really, really well tonight without your pants on. And also, we didn't have any, you didn't bring in any, you brought in no cam whores, and you managed to keep your vaporizer on 418 degrees Fahrenheit the entire time. And for that, I salute you. So thanks, Vince. Nice show.
Right on. Thanks for calling, bro. Shmoo, final thoughts.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. So just, you know, come on, plug the CCCP thing.
Basically, I just like to say that. I mean, I'm happy that everybody's gotten involved in this, and I'm going to drop the petition like one more time while my girlfriend's giving final thoughts. Just it's a long-term fight with this. Just like I said, you really want those animals out of there, then just keep doing what you're doing. Spit out the word, and hopefully we'll get them out. Thanks for the show, Vin.
No worries. Yeah, check out CCAAWPS, Council of Concerned Albertans for Animal Welfare and Public Safety. Awesome. New Classic, are you there?
Yep.
Your final thoughts before we end the broadcast.
I just want to say thank you, Vince, for hosting this and bringing light to everything, and remind people to keep tweet storming and to do physical letter storms. We're hoping to put out a little template that people can print off and then send to the appropriate people, like Ron Bajorge and Diana McQueen, and just the whole list of people we're going to target that way. Also, to keep getting the gazoo leaks at gmail.com out, and encouraging people to come forward and to keep coming forward so we can keep building the portfolio, and to keep making the memes and all that kind of stuff, just the imagery with facts or anything else that you want to throw in there, just to kind of keep it going and keeping it in the public eye and keep the pressure on it, and also sharing the petition and videos. And just thank you, everybody, for everything you've done in regards to this. Definitely appreciate it.
Awesome. Badass. All right. Bonnie, final thoughts.
Like everyone else, I want to thank you. Everyone here was just, you know, for the most part, had such excellent points and are doing such a good work of sharing and really getting this issue out there. And, yeah, thanks so much for having this show and letting us speak. We're, you know, some pushy females here, and, you know, we really are passionate. Dude. And
are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I pleasured myself through the whole thing. I think I came like 7 times.
That's
that
it?
Was great. Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, I took little naps in between, but
oh, wow.
You know how it is.
That's good. But no, seriously, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And like the New Classic said, you know, keep going on Twitter, you know, the petition. If you can join, if you're in the area and can join the protests, awesome. You know, if not, share them. But yeah, we're at on Twitter. We're at CCAAPWF, and yeah, follow us, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on.
Sweet, JV. Final thoughts.
All right. Thank you so much for having us on the show. Bonnie, you must have been drinking, because the Twitter is actually at CCAAWPS, and you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CAAWPS. It's only one C for Facebook. We're still working on it. Otherwise, Gazoo, you know what? We have been fighting for many years. We are not stopping anytime soon. You just keep on doing what you need to do. We're going to get you shut down.
That's what's up. I'm Vince of the Bay, and I thank everybody for coming out tonight.
Not.
Especially JV, the new classic, Bonnie Fair. It's Bonnie Farian.
Farian.
My bad. I'm terrible with pronunciation. I really am. I'm bad.
It's
Gonzo
French.
PhD. Thank you. Thank you, Gonzo. Thank you, Hammurabi. Hammurabi seemed kind of butthurt. I'm worried about that guy. Anyway, thank you, everybody else. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. And here is the Bad Religion song. Yes, it is. Here is the Bad
Religion song.
Earlier, it's called No Control, which, yeah, at some point, sometimes during the show, I had no control tonight. So.
No, it's not.
Yeah, spark up another and rock out. Peace out, y'all.
Culture was a seed of liberation, but it's gone and melted into an inharmonic hole, to an inharmonic hole. Consciousness has plagued us and we cannot take it. So we think we're in control, so we think we're in control. Questions that precede us in life are testament of our helplessness. There's no vestige of a beginning, no prospect of an end. When we all disintegrate, we'll all have been again, yeah. Time is still rock solid in the minds of the horrors, but they can't explain why it should slip away. Explain why it should slip away. It's me if you draw the comforts of our curiosity, but here we are, rooted in the present day. Rooted in the present day. Questions that precede dark delight, a testament of our opposite. There's no vestige of beginning, no prospect of an end. When we all disintegrate, we'll all happen again, yeah. If you came to conquer, you'll be king for a day. But you do well deteriorate and quickly fade away. And believe these words you hear when you think your path is clear. We have no control.
Thank you very nice.